It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
Well, we wrapped up the fourth week of trading for October, and we brought in a mixed performance to the grains. We saw the wheat market finish a little bit on the lower side, while corn and beans were able to finish with gains, but not because we didn't see a lot of selling pressure hit the market late in the week. When we return from the break, we'll talk about the week's performance.
2024 has been a year of extremes. Spring started off cool and wet. Fall so far has been hot and dry, which has put most of the region in some stage of drought. Cattlemen, is your operation prepared if the drought situation lingers in 2025? Pasture Rangeland Forage Insurance, offered by RMA, is designed to help take the sting out of a drought situation. Call the professionals at Martinson Ag to help design a strategy that helps protect you against potential drought. With access to over 20 years of data, we can tailor a policy that fits your operation.
Export sales were the dominating news for the fourth week of October, as there was a flash sale reported for corn and soybeans just about every single day last week, bringing in another strong weekly export sales estimate for the corn and soybeans. Now, we did see a strong export sales estimate come in for the previous week, and it's likely this week's numbers will also be impressive for exports. That should bring some underlying support to the marketplace, as, like I said, we saw a corn and soybean sale just about every single day for the previous week. Looking at for wheat, though, we didn't see many sales, and that continued to put some pressure on the wheat market. Also, rains being called for the U.S. Southern Plains continue to add a little bit of pressure in on the wheat as well. Although most of those rains did not develop, especially in the driest areas of Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, and Colorado, there was some rains that did fall, and that did put a little bit of pressure in on the wheat market. The lack of exports continued to add a little bit of pressure as well. Wheat kind of bounced back and forth all week long, though, and it just did not trade as enthusiastic as corn and soybeans. Of course, those markets were higher all the way up until Friday, where they saw some profit taking. At least the corn market saw strength for the first four sessions and then slipped a little bit on Friday. Soybeans did see a little bit of trouble on Thursday, and that spilled over to add into a little bit of selling on Friday as well. But as I mentioned, corn and soybeans still being able to finish the week with some gains. Overall, U.S. weather continues to be somewhat supportive. We continue to see harvest pressure moving into the marketplace as well, as harvest continues to advance rapidly across the U.S. But at this point, it's not bringing in a lot of pressure, mainly because of the strong exports that are being able to take a lot of the grain that is coming to the elevator at this time frame. Basis levels continue to be somewhat strong, which is impressive as we look at this harvest, and especially when we're supposed to be looking at record yields for harvest. It's likely USDA might have to adjust that production estimate for corn and soybeans in some of their later production reports. But by the time we wrapped up the week, though, we're going to see Minneapolis wheat finishing down 10 to 11, 3 cents lower in Chicago. Kansas City is going to be 8 to 9 cents lower. Corn's going to finish up a dime. We're going to see strength in the soybeans of about 15 to 17 cents. Soybean meal struggled. It was down anywhere from $7 to $10. Bean oil was strong because of the strength in the palm oil market. It was up $2.50. And canola finishing close to $25 to $30 higher because of the strength that we saw in the bean oil. Cattle saw some strength as well, up $1.80 to $2, while feeder cattle were up about $1 to $1.30. Hogs were also up about $1.50 to $1.85. Outside markets had crude oil up $3.25. Gold was up $26.50. The dollar was up over 0.8 cents, and the Dow Jones finished 1,200 points lower.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.